Beloved ones, in this hour, I step with your permission into your auric field, which is in the shape of an egg, and I stretch the limits that you have allowed this aura to be maintained within to a more expansive radiance by the light of the Mother, and I deposit within the sacred flow field of your beingness elements of the love of many divine mothers of heaven, in order that you may accommodate the crystal rays within your life and experience at a deeper level. I hold before you this egg, and I charge through this talisman now into, through, and around you the light of purity, the light of abundance, the light of every aspect of the virtues that you desire and that you require for the duration of this life, in order that when you ascend, there may be the most glorious manifestation of light upon, within, and around the earth through your victory, that you will leave a trail for many hundreds and even thousands to follow toward their own victory in the light. You see, when you continue your spiritual work day after day, and there is the continuous refinement of your being through your spiritual path, the glory of God is manifest within you, the light shines forth through your experience, and you leave an indelible mark in Akasha that is a tangible manifestation of your beingness that others may use in their own ascent and in the many expressions of light that they will engage in future generations to come. Therefore, garner greater solar light within your aura daily. Use the sciences and the understandings that you have now had on meditation to go deeper and higher in your practice. And with many Buddha beings who will be with you by your own choice to engage in these practices, you will make progress. And the progression of light that flows by this progress will be as a great star that others will follow to the crush of their own Christic and Buddhic beingness, and accessing and accepting their own divinity, their own God light. Shine forth, O soul, the radiance of your being, for all to see and know who you are as a God-realized one. This is my command to you, O devotees of the Mother, and budding ones who would give birth to a new age of enlightenment, freedom, and compassion. I am Sarasvati, and my love and my light is ever present for you to enjoy and to utilize for the victory of love.